If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
The only bit of free crap I ever asked for was an air fryer, and I don't regret it.
I saw my friends, the influencers, getting a free air fryer, and I want one.
They messaged.
My chips are shy, and now I'm from Northern Ireland, and I cannot explain why.
Dinner.
Loud. And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
That's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
It's re-raw Irish lager, but through the noise of a donkey.
Oh my god, I thought you did that like a Pinocchio bit.
It's
a very scary bit of Pinocchio.
It's a very scary bit.
But I had to calm my nerves and have a nice cool drink the last time I watched it. You know,
that's not what you drink. You drink, you know, within moderation.
I drink responsibly.
My favorite bit of Pinocchio is when Geppetto is after making Pinocchio, and then he goes to the fridge and he opens up the fridge and he cracks up on a nice can of re-raw.
Yeah.
Re-raw Irish lager, which supports this podcast, and we were very grateful to them for doing that, because it's nice to be supported by an independent Irish lager.
Especially from County Wicklow, which is the coolest county at the moment, I feel.
Kilwanton, baby.
Kill cool, man. And we love them, and they love to support very good Irish comedy, as they do with this podcast.
And they support this as well.
Oh, very good.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Haven't done that in a while.
Anyway, look. At Reraw Beer on Instagram. Light and fresh. Crisp. Reraw.
My dad almost looked like there were tears in his eyes when I said, we'll take the air fryer. When we were moving out, my mum was like, I mean, you guys can have that if you want. And my dad was like crying. He was like, you'll take it? We're like, yeah, we love air fryers. He's like, oh my God. He was almost putting it over his shoulders and, you know, celebratory, like leaving it, like bringing it out of the village going, he's gone. It was like Bilbo Baggins leaving the Shire. He was like, yes, today is my 111th Friday.
Do your parents listen to this podcast? Because my parents continue to listen despite being told not, and still engaging in a dance of pretending that they don't.
In Vicar Street last week, at your wonderful show that was an absolute smash hit.
We'll come to that, maybe.
In Vicar Street a few weeks ago.
Very good.
Well, your mum came up to me and she was like, I've heard the podcast. I've heard one or two of the podcast. You're one of the boys from the podcast, isn't it? And I was like, I know through Shane. You know exactly who I am. You know who I am.
You know exactly who I am. But that's the thing. You're not really ever supposed to show that you know that much. Our generation love to know everything and say things like, so you're on holiday there. How was,
people
we barely know. But that is such a not over 50s, over 60s thing. They're like,
they're coy.
You know, like, I've literally looked through 100 of your photos. If I actually stacked them up, I would look like a weird pest.
Yeah.
If I had to print out every photo that I've looked at you, like one by one like this, I would look like a serial killer. And then you have to be like, you get away anywhere nice.
You can always tell when someone isn't surprised that you've got a big haircut.
Yeah.
You're like, that was back in the day. Nowadays, everyone can see you all the time because of Instagram. But sometimes, like with Facebook or something like that, and you meet someone and they're like, hey, and you're like, I actually completely changed my appearance. How are you? So are you stalking me? That kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. Yeah. It's annoying. You don't get the reveal. You don't get the walking down the stairs at your Deb's moment for a new haircut or a new pair of glasses.
People in their 60s are very coy, though. They are in their like sort of middle age. They're coy.
But their motto is like, tell them nothing.
Tell them nothing.
Anyone shows up at the door being like, who are you? No, I don't know. I didn't expect
that. My mum says when she has a piece of information, she'd be like, I saw you were doing Vicar Street with Shane. And I'm like, oh yeah, who told you that? And she says, I have my sources. Yeah. That's what she says.
A little birdie told me.
I'm like, what are you, Saruman?
Yeah.
I'm interested as well, where if you do things when you're a public figure like ourselves,
stop.
The amount of people, seriously, someone stop. Dropped in, I was in the paper and someone dropped it. This is months ago, I was in the paper. And then the other day, someone dropped in and a neighbor dropped it into my dance and he wrote a little post-it on it saying, had this, but misplaced it. Well done. Wow. And I was like, how does he know that's me? I don't even know this man.
They talk about
the old people, but I think like old men survey the area a lot and they like to know what's going on. I actually am settling into that big time.
You're becoming keeping an eye on the curtains.
Are you like door open, standing at your house at the gable end,
not
just watching?
Not quite that, but like, you know, there's not much to look at, but like there is, sometimes I do. Like, sometimes my dad would do that, go up to the front door and stand at the gate. And he made me go into the bin, but then he'll stop and just cross his arms and have a look.
There's number four off to the goal.
Just have a look.
You should tell him about videos of people pouring Orbeez into, like, pools. There's, like, it's so much better. Like, does he not know the internet is there? Do you know what I mean? He just watch, like, kinetic sand videos.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he looks at. I don't know. He likes to read The Independent and then say... Ooh. Yeah, and then say... he. You know the way you hate follow someone?
Yes.
He hate reads The Independent.
Okay. Mm.
He's a long-term public servant, so he calls it anti-public service trash, The Independent. And he's right. Sheehan and the gang, they love shitting on the public service because they're paid correctly, which is how everyone should be paid.
It's true. Yeah.
So that's why we do that as a state.
Does he comment under the articles in his own red pen?
Because he can't use the internet.
Yeah.
He thinks it's a comment section.
First. As the first comment.
First.
No, it's on the iPad.
This is trash. Yeah.
Like this, if you think Fionnuala needs a slap in the head.
There's like an article about Olivia Rodrigo where he just writes, who?
That's still ongoing. That is ongoing. That's been going on for so long. Who's this?
Who?
Yeah. Who's this?
Mm. Like, again, coy. They love being coy. They love being coy.
They love coy. It's so embarrassing.
I don't know anything, but maybe I know everything. Mm. It's like, I don't show them what you know, and then you can kind of be mysterious.
I think I know every single thing that my mom knows. I think I know every single thing that she's ever learned.
I bet she knows. This is a throwback to a few weeks ago. I bet she knows what a fascia board is. I bet she knows what a divan bed is.
She actually got on to me about the divan bed.
Did she? Yeah. What did she say?
She said,
you were raised on divan beds, Tony.
No, she said that we had a divan bed, but we didn't know what it was. We didn't know it was called a divan bed.
Right.
So she was kind of. Right. And she was like, I thought I reared you to know what a divan bed was, but I don't know what a divan bed is.
Well, how could she?
I don't fully understand that logic.
I thought I raised you better, Tony.
Did she know a valance sheet?
No.
She would have known. Sorry to go back, but I don't want to deeply throw back, but
that wouldn't have been I feel like your mom would know
what a valance sheet is.
No, I know what a valance sheet is because, and I was pretending when you said that, but I know what it is because my landlord, remember the crazy landlord who thought I was on the roof all the time?
Yes.
I wasn't, but he just was convinced I was. Thought I'd like to take a midnight stroll on the roof. He had left like a valance sheet on the bed, which was fucking filthy. So like we came in the apartment and we're like, okay, getting rid of that. And then he, like when we were moving out, he was like, where's the valance? And I was like, what the fuck is that? Because I didn't know the name for it. Mm. He was like, the valance, where's the valance? And then he like looks through the thing for the valance and I was like, oh, the thing that was the filthy fucking moldy rag.
Yeah. Mm.
That's gone.
It's hard when you don't know. Like I remember going to my uncle's house and he just painted the skirting boards, right?
Mm.
And he was like, watch out for the skirting boards. And I was coming in and I stood on the skirting boards. And he's like, get off the skirting boards. And I'm like, I don't know what this word is. And my man was like, he doesn't know what a skirting board is.
See, we have an old house. I learned all the things. Someone commented on that and said the dado rail. That's a quality word. I was really pleased with that.
I will go down in this.
Not a dido rail. I had a joke when I was a teenager going around the house.
That's good.
It's all I have when I don't know what he's talking about.
You just sing.
It's like self-defense.
I don't know if this will translate like as to work because it's very old. But I did this joke where I was kind of a tour guide in our house. Like, but it was a tour guide and I had a cucumber and I was holding that up in place where a dado rail would be and I kept saying, and they would have used a cucumber and that would have been their kind of dado rail. That's all the joke was and my brothers were enjoying it but I was just going around saying, that would have been kind of their dado rail.
That's funny.
I love those people.
That's good.
I love those people who I really love their, I quite like a tour guide as a character. No shade
my
to your mother.
My mother's a tour guide
and tour guiding is very important.
She is a real character.
She's a real character. She's not well. I like anyone really invested, and I also like I like a gay who has an important job, like, and that's an important job. He knows all about this house, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
The best ever of my life, gay who has a job, was.
There's only a few of them.
Raymond and I got the train to Kilkenny. This was pre-COVID and everything. So now, you know, there was trolleys at the time. Now there's only a trolley on the Cork service.
Why are you sounding a bit like you're from Kilkenny the way you were saying?
I don't know. Someone asked me. I've developed this habit. I'll finish this story. And the gay had the trolley, and then he said, he came over the intercom just before the train took off, or whatever you call it, departed. And he said, "Now, just to let you know, there will be no trolley service on the train today because the trolley is broke." And I just loved it. So you had to walk to his trolley.
That's nice.
So he still was selling his wares, but you had to go to the trolley.
We'll have the lot.
Yeah. Did you size it up? Oh, yeah, we'll have the lot.
Well done. Yeah, good. Straight in.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you have a look at the trolley? Did you see what kind of nick it was in? Was he taking the piss?
I couldn't tell what was broke about it, but I mean, I took a man's word, but it was great. Just the trolley is broke.
The trolley is broke.
In a formal, over an intercom, like, yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Slightly squeaky wheel, and he was like, "I can't be going.
I'm not going through squeaking lengths and breadths from here to Kilkenny."
It's
too much. I can't do it.
It's faking the squeak the whole time.
And someone asked me the day after a show, they said, "What's this? You were saying I sound like I'm talking like I'm from Kilkenny." Someone said, "What's your little twang? Have you a little Tipperary twang there?" And I was like, "No, I have literally Dublin for generations. Like, my parents are Dublin, their parents are Dublin, and I'm nearly 100% sure their parents are Dublin." Mm-hmm. It was like, we're purebreds. And like, not like these mudbloods.
What are you? You're pure blood.
I'm a pure Dublin blood, yeah, through and through. That's why we look like this and you look like that.
My Irish is Dublin. My Irish is Dublin.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're 75%.
Yes.
You're living the Euro dream.
75% better.
I'm 75%.
How does it feel?
Yeah. What's
how does it feel?
I'm just constant Eurobops in my head.
He just knows on string.
My tra-la-la. Yeah. My ding-ding-dong. That's my ancestry.
Well, that's my heartbeats. Ooh, my tra-la-la. A friend of mine said, where's Shane from?
See,
and I was like, he's Dublin. He's like, oh, but he's, I don't know, it's because he kind of jumps in and out of characters and it's very fluid.
That's it, yeah.
You know?
When I once put this in the show,
you're like Marie Bamford. I don't know what your real voice is.
An important, if I put it in the emotional moment of a show, because there was a time when I was a kid where I was like, I do so many voices that I actually was like, it was kind of a profound moment. I was like, what do I sound like? When I was like 11. And I was like, but what's my voice anymore? I found that very freaky.
You
should
just do an accent Austin Butler. Change depending on who you're talking to?
No.
I think I have that a bit because I was when I was a kid I had an English accent. I was born with an English accent. It's like we watched the videos. It was one time my mum found a load of like videos of us when we moved over to Ireland as kids and stuff. And she's like, "Oh, that's like look at my babies." And it was three of us. And then like we were like, "Oh, we haven't seen this before." And three of us are just like, "Mummy, can I go over to the?" I was like, "Turn it off." We were all just sitting there, like, "Turn it off." It's like, "Mummy, I would like to go to the park today." And I was like, "Turn it off, burn it." Just picking up the videotape, stamping on it, go, "No one can see these. No one can see these."
"Mum, you see my Pokemon guys?"
It's just so.
You know, I thought Charizard here. I can't find him.
Werner Herzog in the Grizzly Man.
Oh yeah.
When he watches the tape of the guy being eaten, and he says to her, "Why?" He says to his mother, "You should never watch these tapes.
You should never. You should destroy these. It is my family." She like absolutely has no right to say that to the woman.
No.
"You should. It is my firm belief you should destroy these." I love Werner Herzog in that.
It's kind of like you hear about the whole thing. You hear about him, this guy living with bears and, you know, then eventually getting mauled by a bear. So you watch it and you're like, okay, oh, it's going to be really horrible when we see him getting mauled by a bear. And then they don't show it. And then it's kind of like, oh, that's all I wanted.
But it's only Werner Herzog. If you haven't seen it, it's a documentary. Well, it's a documentary or is it a film about Werner Herzog?
It's kind of, yeah.
It's one of those kind of things.
Timothy Treadwell and me differed slightly. Timothy believe the world to be full of grace and Mother Nature to be a positive, fun thing we could explore with. Whereas I believe Mother Nature to be full of chaos and difficulty and treacherous danger. And you're just like, great. Oh my God.
Did you ever see when he gets shot? He's like, I've been shot. He's literally been shot
Mark Kermode's
by a sniper.
Interviewing him and he's like, he just like gets shot in the hip and he's like, no police. Like, what about the hospital? There'll be questions. The man just got shot.
I actually don't know that one.
Oh, there's a clip amazing. Of him actually getting shot. He's like standing there and he's been shot by like a sniper. And he's just like, I think it was like with like a pellet or something like that.
Yeah,
but he's,
yeah.
But he's just like, he just doesn't even flinch. And he's yeah. like, oh,
it's like, continue the interview.
Yeah, no, continue. Police. Are you sure?
Mark Rowe said it was the most insane thing ever. He was like, I'm going mad. This man is insane.
Mm.
But he's a crazy man. But sorry, back to my accent. Because I had this, I think my accent is kind of changed. Like my mom said, my older brother Niels walked into kindergarten with an English accent and came home with a Dublin accent.
Day wow. one.
Like just, she said he walked in and then came home and he was like, what's going on, Matt? Like that kind of thing. And she said it was immediate. So I think because of that, once you've changed your accent once, I think I kind of just blend with the people.
Mm.
And people think it's kind of like you're putting it on or whatever. You're trying to sound more this, you're trying to sound more that. But it's just kind of like matching with the person you're speaking
some
to or
people
something like
do
that.
Fake it though.
Yeah, they do.
Kids
yeah.
can
English
do it.
Lads
I heard this. Kids can
it.
Hear the in the specific tiny noises that can only be heard if you speak a certain language. You can hear these tiny intricate noises and children's ears can still hear them, but we stop being able to hear them because there's no point.
Mm.
So we just move on and we get our own language. So people can, you can learn what, you could learn Dutch if you wanted, but it would never be perfect. And the Dutch person would always go, no. Like if you learned as an adult, they'd be like,
especially
no.
Dutch people.
Well, you know the way Dutch is a bit weird. It's all, I don't know, it's all double Dutch to me.
Yeah.
It's all double Dutch to me. I know this is a very yeah. serious podcast.
I find
it?
When I'm speaking to an American, like I can't help it. Like this, I end up sounding like an American. Like yeah. There's little, you know, check some water. And I'm like, there's like weird hard, not hard ors, you know, like
Warner.
Water.
Where?
There's weird kind of like, oh man. Like I find myself just, you know, that kind of like Dublin.
Oh, crikey.
You know, people who kind of have that weird Dublin transatlantic funny. Accent because they kind of don't have many friends, but they've watched a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh man, you should have. We went to the cosplay convention, man. It was so amazing. It was so much fun, you know. Like, and it's just like, I can't fucking get a. You know, do you ever hear an accent as well when you're on the bus and you're kind of like, your brain is like doing like, what language is that? Hang on, and then you realize it's just Dublin, but they just got a very.
I think
Dublin
English
accent.
England has because they got that real like class system in England. I think, and it's like being posh in England is so uncool. And there's a lot of, like, I just see a lot of English boys, you can kind of tell went to, like, private school going, ah, shit, it's cool. That's it, mate. All right, yeah, sort of like, fucking, whatever, mate. So cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Whoosh. Wearing their hats sideways, kind of like, dish.
Yeah, like this.
For real, lads.
Are you Dutch, mate?
What's going on, yeah?
We like Cockney Dutch, you know, enjoy your smoke, guys.
That's
you know?
Right, of course.
There was a posh English comedian here in Kilkenny last year, and I'm only talking about this because they talked about it on another podcast called Some Laugh Podcast. He himself didn't talk about it, but some other comedians did. And he said, he was at Cat Laughs, and he said, what do they eat in Ireland? He said he'd been looking up the Irish cuisine.
Mm.
He knew so little of Ireland that he was like, what do they eat there?
Mm.
And then they were like, the same as us. Like, it's the same. And then he said, so you're in
take
Kilkenny.
Something nice, boil it, ruin it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, he thought as well, it was like, he was surprised they used euro. We used euro here. And like, Kilkenny is like a medieval city with tiny narrow streets and waving hills and a giant medieval castle.
And Smithwick's.
And he said, he was like, surprised they used euro. And he's like, it just doesn't look European. And the comedian who was talking this was like, it couldn't look any more European. What do you want? Like, there's people are walking in the streets. Yeah. There's a castle. Like, there's a canal. There's a walkway. There's a river. There's a wood bridge, a footbridge. It was like, what more do you want? Thought
yeah,
that was
no
interesting that he could know so little about it. No, there's no maracas. Baguette,
no, you know, no stripy tops, no maracas, you know, no autobahns.
No old man walking with a cigar,
yeah.
Tiny little old man.
No one's trying to rob the eye out of your head like they do over there in Europe. I'm sick of going away. They're all trying to rob the eye out of your head. Everywhere we were down in Tenerife. Tenerife, a man comes up. If the fella's going to be saying, excuse me, that's a scam. Don't listen to me. If they invite you to the restaurant, that's a scam. If they say you're looking for a drink tonight, that's a scam. I said it to Mairead. She would know no different. She talked to anybody. You know what she's like. God, no, she's...
There is a real dad thing where it's like they're on holidays and it's like everything is a scam. And it's like sometimes things are just like, you know, the taxi driver's like, I'll take you into the city for whatever. And it's like they will just, they are just offering you something, and you could say no if you want to, but like you can't, you're this constantly, they're trying to scam me, man. They're trying to fucking get me.
But you kind of go into, that's kind of going to this kind of hunter-gatherer kind of thing. Like you're walking down like whatever the kind of main street is, and there's like club reps out or whatever, like, and like, stand behind me, kid.
They have like Terminator goggles on, like, and they're like localizing.
Like, you hungry? You hungry? You like food? Like, hang on a second, I'll speak with the
Whips
man.
Whips a banana out of his back pocket. No, we're good.
It's like comfort. What kind of food do you have? What kind of deal can you do? You know, it's very like, I'm going to come into my own hunter-gatherer kind of vibes.
They are, yeah. Do you get like that on holiday? We went on a little trip with you and you had everything in your backpack. You had like tissues, wet wipes, everything. It was insane.
I did. That's not normal for me though.
I was like, what the fuck? Anytime I needed something, it was like, Tony just like, what about this? What about this?
Did I?
He's like, yeah, you were kind of like, it was obvious you had dealt with a small being that if they got upset, you had to... It would have been hell. So I was just kind of like, anytime I was like, I'm a little bit peckish. You're like, there's a turn in the road here. In 5 minutes, we'll get in there and we'll get some food. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing.
Well, I felt bad when we were in Galway because I picked that like fancy place to eat. And like, because I just thought like it looked nice, and but it was one of those kind of small plates thing. And I feel like I broke Shane's brain.
I'm just neurotic about food.
There was no appetizers and mains.
Yeah, it was annoying. I find it annoying. I'm just also neurotic. And then I'd be worried because I'm panicking. I'm like, well, what if I'm then go hungry?
I said this to Killian after. I was like, I didn't realize how much, like, this is why I think you're the alpha, like, because you're the blokiest bloke, you know? It's like, yeah. Where's the man?
Where's the bangers where's and the mash? Chips?
No, it's not that I wanted that, but it was like, am I going to have enough, I don't know.
Ketchup? Like this foie gras.
I did. You're painting a different picture. No, that's not actually true.
You're very cultured. Yeah. Very you read The Independent. I'm mm-hmm. Or you come from Independent. I'm joking.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's a pain in the hole. Is that agreed?
I think that's the national consensus on Gwyneth, that she's a melt, she's a pain in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, if you're listening and you're interested in who else is a pain in the hole, we have a list.
Oh, we have a list and it's extensive and it's growing.
Pains in the hole and the ticks. We have a list of ticks.
Yeah. Mm. And we'll get into it. And if you don't agree with us, that means that you could be in the list. So you might as well listen.
Yeah. To make sure you're not on the list of ticks.
Yeah.
Or pains in the hole. Somebody used to call me Deirdre O'Pain in the hole.
But you're definitely not a pain in the hole.
I'm not. God, no. Okay. But I am doing a podcast called Keep It Tight with Emma Dorn.
We're here, myself and the queen of comedy, Deirdre O'Kane. We're keeping it tight every week on a Wednesday. Get involved or you'll be on the list.
Yeah, you tick.
You guys have noticed that my new thing is I want to smell good.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my thing. I've got compliments, I think, from both of you at points that I smell good.
I have not smelt you yet.
No, didn't you ask us to smell you the other day?
Yeah, and I smelled good.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know, that's you're kind of forcing our hand on the compliment.
Okay,
Okay,
how about this? Over the last 3 months, I've been getting a lot of compliments in my new kind of Killian Smells Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
My new project, Killian Smells Good.
What's your scent at the moment?
Well, I've been using this scent for the last while, getting a lot of compliments on it. I've been spraying it every day. My can actually started running low.
Your can.
Yeah, my spray or
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Started like running shit. Low. And,
is this an ad for Reraw?
No.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't know what you're talking
every
about.
Every morning it I douse cadence, myself in it? Beer.
Well, it's weird because I feel like he's doing a pre-rehearsed bit that we don't know about. And I'm like, hey, what is this?
No, I'm telling you something that happened.
I know, but you're doing quite a big presentation for
well,
it.
Well, no, I was checking my can to see like, where do I get this? Because this smells great.
Kill Cool County Wicklow?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is the can, okay?
Broga Brothers.
This is what I've been spraying myself
what
with.
What is this?
It says runner deodorant spray on the thing, okay? That's as much as I read.
You've been spraying shoe spray?
It's shoe spray.
Gideon! Oh my God!
It's shoe spray. I've been spraying it. Read out the back of this.
Anna warning, this. Inhaling vapors may damage your health. Only use outside or in well-ventilated areas. Avoid contact with eyes and skin. In the case of contact with eyes and skin, wash with plenty of soap and water. Do not spray on naked flame, blah, blah. Killian, expel the smell. Sneaky step three clean. Broga. It's Broga Brothers, the shoe care pair.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are. But
oh, my God.
The brothers who it's do insane.
You're shoving paracetamols up your hoop. You're spraying yourself with shoe spray. How do you get by?
I don't know how I'm still alive.
Just whiff them.
It's literally...
Hold on. Here's the directions. For best results, shake can well before using. Spray an ample amount of deodorant spray into the shoe.
There's a lot of
allow
these.
To dry overnight.
Look at all these cautions on the back, Killian. Like, they're big.
It There's says like deodorant spray. What's deodorant spray?
Deodorant is in between runner. It's between runner.
Yeah, runner. I run. I was like, runner, deodorant spray. I'm a runner, and that's deodorant spray. I spray it on myself.
Because I'm going to spray it.
Well, it's empty. The can is literally empty. I've used the entire thing.
It
smells good.
It does.
I've been spraying.
I'm telling you, like I have had shop. So many compliments.
It smells
if
like
it
a shoe
If it means
shop.
An early grave, I'm going to commit to it because the compliments have been so good.
Wow. So look, if anyone knows, anyone works in, you know, shoe or, you know, Clark's or whatever. Can
no,
get
let's get a shout out for Broga Brothers.
No, shout out to them. Like, I do think if you say deodorant to someone, they think under the arm. Like if you, deodorant, did you know that deodorant could be just for your shoes?
Where do you spray your deodorant?
I spray it under my arms.
Just under the arms?
Yeah, on the tongue, under the arms. No, really, like, I mean, when I saw this, my heart started beating fast. Anna was reading out those things to me. And she's like, have you been feeling weird? And then like in that moment, I was like, actually, yeah, I have.
Oh, of course.
I have been noticing my throat is actually swelling up. I was like I was freaking out so much. But I mean, I probably have done some long-term damage. It's like, it says avoid contact with eyes and skin. Literally been spraying it every day on my skin.
Even it says for your shoes, your shoes have to be left overnight. Like, don't put them on. Like, it's a proper chemical event.
It's like meant to do something. It's meant to like go into the source and expel.
You know? I will be getting more. I mean, I'm not going to keep using this.
Are your arms
so
okay?
So can Broga Brothers, maybe you could do a collab with Broga Brothers and get like the smell, but not in the can way. If
the
they could
out of it.
Get something. Can I we mean, make that for Killian?
I love it. Like they're a Dublin company, like fair fucks to them. But
and their brothers.
Where did you get it?
I think it was a Santa Claus thing.
And that's so, someone gave you your shoe smell for Christmas.
Well, no, they gave me what I thought was deodorant. And I think the person who gave it to me thought it was deodorant too.
Name and Shane.
No, I won't be name and shaming.
I think I could be convinced. If I got it as a gift, I would never think to put it on my shoes. And I would also I'd be so impressed that someone thought I was a runner that I'd be like, okay, maybe this will make me go faster. Do you know that kind of shit?
I just need to start reading things. I mean, that's the thing. I don't read things. I need to get rid of this casual attitude where things are fine.
Did Anna figure that out? How did you figure that out that you've been putting on?
I was literally, the can was empty. I'd used the entire can and I was like, I think I'm going to get this again. It's pretty good. And so I looked at it and I was like, shoe care pair, like every bit of it. I don't know.
Shoes,
people can
shoes
see, but like every bit of the thing.
If you're on the YouTube,
it has shoes all over it. The company Broga, it's like got shoes everywhere.
It has a big
Broga
big
means shoes
flammable sign on it. Yeah. Also, a big exclamation mark.
Yeah,
just an exclamation mark.
But they like, all have those. Regular deodorant has that as well.
Very small and stylish, though. Usually,
no, I do. Pill, it's like the fucking the pill the bum thing again.
It is like the pill up the bum thing.
So for those who don't remember, Killian was given what did you do?
I was given some. I had a toothache, and I went to the pharmacy, and they gave me. This is less my fault, by the way.
Sure,
they gave me antibiotics, and the instructions on the antibiotics said one to be rectally inserted for 5 days.
Mm.
So I day one did doctor's orders.
You should have sued them.
And then day
for
two,
book damage.
I woke up with quite a strong pain in my ass.
They weren't.
And what felt like a undissolved pill up my butt. So I called up the pharmacy and I said, hey, is everything okay with the pills? And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, it's, you know, it says one to be rectally inserted every day. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, rectally inserted. She's like, no. That must be, and they printed it wrong. So I went in, they went in and they were giving me a new kind of directions thing. And she gave me the new directions of use. And then I was like, oh, and I need another pill. And she was like, why?
I was like, I shoved one up my ass.
Because I shoved one up my ass.
Well, okay, I thought it was, that's actually not as bad. I thought, I mean, if they gave the wrong thing.
They gave the wrong thing. That's pretty bad.
You should have put a claim in.
I did also come away from that thinking like, oh, he must just like, automatically think this stuff go up here. Does stuff go up poo-poo here?
That's how I get my paracetamol. A lot of my food. That's just how I
that's how I digest. I've never had any kind of rectal medication. How far do you have to put it?
Well, I don't know knuckles? Because it didn't.
You did one that wasn't really.
I did
for
one that wasn't.
Sure, it was hard. Are they soft normally?
They're basically dissolve. I think they're kind of a dissolve. It's quite apparently when you have one, it's obvious that that's where
people
it
goes. Do it sure. with yolks, fizzy bum. That's what they call it.
I've heard about that. Yeah, wouldn't be into. Nah, no.
Let us know your best fizzy bum
best
stories.
Fizzy bum stories.
A fizzy bum. Your paracetamol.
I know a guy who put MDMA in his shoe, in his sock.
Is it me?
And no. And then he was going around having
MDMA
a good time at the festival.
Pits.
But the thing, the little packet wore away, and then he absorbed the MDMA through his foot.
Oh, you're joking!
From sweating and all the rest of it in his foot, so he got like absolutely mad out of it.
Did he
because
become
it
like
went
lightning speed fast?
Lots
like,
of people like will flash. Be listening. He was kind of famous, so lots of people listening to this who don't even know me will be like, oh my God, I know that guy. And he's a real guy. It's not one of those urban myths. He's a real person.
I know also a real guy who did 17 yips.
That's disgusting.
17 Jesus. Yips, blacked in a field, eating flowers in a flower garden. And then he had to go to the hospital because he couldn't pee for like 2 days and he had to get an injection. That's like, it is as bleak as it gets. Although the flowers is a nice detail.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bleak. Don't do drugs.
Well, I put a pill up my butt once, so there you go. We're all not so different.
And the buzz that you got was just kind of like a sore butt.
Yeah, that was it.
Wouldn't
yeah.
recommend.
No,
wouldn't. Two stars, wouldn't recommend.
It was fine. But
it was fine.
I wouldn't rush back.
It was fine. I'm it not saying fine. Do it. I'm not saying don't do it.
Mm.
You know.
So yeah. What are you going to do for deodorant now? When you were talking about scent, I thought you were like, oh, aftershave. And then you were like, well, my can was running out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was not, it was a good scent. It was very strong. I guess that's why people were like, that smells great because it was so powerful because it's meant for shoes.
It's meant to overcome some serious damage.
Yeah. People are like, that's really good. It's because it's like literally a heavy scent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to get some sort of aftershave. I might look up Jeremy Fragrance. I mean,
yes.
Why not? I think he's the funniest guy ever.
He's the funniest guy online.
I might actually see what he recommends. Some sort of. I want to get something in the airport, but they're all, yeah, Perielis 361. Does everyone know that video? Do you know that video?
It's when he has a breakdown and looks at a dildo.
It's the funniest fucking thing. I think it's one of the first videos I
sent. Sometimes I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeremy Fragrance is a German. German?
German.
German fragrance kind of influencer. Talks about different smells and aftershaves. And he grabs one and he's like, Perielis 360 Red. I love it, man. It's the dildo of the fragrance world. And he has a bit of a breakdown. He's like, I still don't know how to talk about masturbating. I do it, but I don't come.
He's like, oh my God.
He's having this breakdown. He's all like, I do it just to stay, you know, but I mean, should I keep doing it? I want to have a wife, a girlfriend that I turn into a wife, children. Anyway, that's Perielis 360 Red. He says nothing about the scent, but it's a big long bottle that does look like a dildo.
That's word for word exactly how
I've watched
it is, and it's
200,000
so fucking
times.
Good.
Yeah.
It's like, top, but he goes around saying mental stuff like people say on like TikTok or something like that, like he has no drafts, like he posts everything and it can be the worst video ever or the best video ever, but he has no shame. He's one of those kind of people. Like he'll
that
walk
sounds
some,
great. I'd love that.
He's great.
I've gotten terrible shy about putting things online. All I do is say, come buy tickets to me, blah blah blah. I'm gonna try
you're
and get
good.
More into the videos.
You're very good at like vlogging and kind of taking in your life. I like it anyway. Here's a recommendation.
Thanks,
if you're getting into aftershave, right? I feel like a lot of people, when people say, oh, you smell nice, it's because I've put on fucking loads of aftershave.
Okay.
Regardless of the aftershave. And I used to buy like expired 80s aftershaves with names like Sex Appeal by Jovan. Musk. You know, Blue Musk. All these like kind of mad ones. And I would just put a lot on and I would get compliments on it. But like these are like old musky porn star 80s scents that are probably expired and going, you know.
You were like 14 wearing that stuff.
Kind of like 20, 25. It was kind of a buzz for a while, you know. But I would just recommend just whatever aftershave you do, just put loads on.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's, I don't know if that's necessary.
I think that's not a bum steer. I think that's great advice.
That's not a bum pill?
Then,
no, it's not a bum pill.
Do you ever walk past somebody and you can nearly tell the lads who are going to, when they're ahead of you, they're walking towards you, like there's going to be a stink of aftershave off him. That's not a good look, you know what I mean?
It's to be funny, the guy smells are quite, because like sometimes, you know, you walk past someone, let's be honest, most of the time it's women.
Yes.
And you go, that's amazing. Something like...
Pervert,
like
weirdo, freak.
No,
predator.
You're in a queue and you go,
yeah, no,
it smells like a summer garden.
It's usually
what is
hair.
Going on?
It's usually hair.
And it's like
it's
amazing. It's usually hair or whatever. I want to have that. But then sometimes you do walk past people who, like, you know, look like they've got a bag of cocaine in their pocket and they're wearing a tight-fitting suit.
Yes.
And it almost dries your tongue.
A swimming pool changing room or something. And you're just like, oh, this is sharp. It smells like vinegar and pepper. Mm. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah. I'd be more into the musky Lucas leather. Aid. You're a woody kind of guy. I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, I've talked about this.
That's scented candles.
The barber sprayed it on me one time on the back of my neck, which was a revelation.
Because
you're not going to rub it off there. But he sprayed it and I was like, oh my God. And I had to my master him back and go, what was that you sprayed? And I bought it myself.
Is that because he knows you're a bottom?
What?
Okay, that's none of anyone's business.
For his lover.
My mother listens to this. Despite my protests, she still remains listening to this. I'm a virgin, actually.
I know. We've talked about this.
I was a virgin and then I went to that pharmacy.
Yeah. My boyfriend, the antibiotic.
Do you feel springish? Do you feel like there's been a change?
Spring
is
sprung.
I like seeing the daffodils everywhere, I have to say. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't.
You don't feel like spring has sprung?
Not really, no.
It's still freezing.
Yes.
It's still very cold.
Although I think by the time people hear this, it probably will be lovely and sunny and, you know, warm.
No, it won't be.
No?
No. It's going to be cold still.
What does spring have?
Spring has sprung. I don't know. Is that a song? I mean, I guess it's...
Those first flowers are good, but it takes a while for the leaves to come on the trees. That was a great time when you were a kid when they would talk. But that's what we talk about in school, and it was so exciting when it would like come alive. Then you'd be like, she was saying there's going to be buds on the trees, and then you're walking home and you're like, there's a fucking granny, there's a bud on that tree. It was like, it's true what they say in there. That was an exciting time when it would come alive. And then, like, the primary school education is much more fun, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Why can't they keep it fun? And, like, history.
And you're making Crest sandwiches.
History. Our history book was just mythology stuff.
Amazing.
Just, like, minotaurs.
Yeah.
And banshees and all that stuff. And it was like, lap it up, Romulus and Remus having fights and all. It was like, this is pretty great. It's not even real history. They don't even explain. By the way, this isn't real.
They don't say
this is just stories to teach us about the world or whatever. They don't tell you that, but it was like, this is deadly. I was like, oh God, I'm going to go to Egypt. I'm going to get in that pyramid. I'm going to be the one to find a secret passage.
Yeah.
Like, you're just kind of convinced, like, this is pretty great.
And they're like, now we're going to talk about Tutankhamun's curse. And you're like, oh!
It's so cruel, that shift then into secondary school. And then it's like, now, this is a balance sheet.
Yeah.
Now, we'll teach you how to do the balance sheet, but it'll be very rare that you actually get one to balance.
They're going to split you up
this
into
is because
stupid,
some items are credit,
stupider.
Some are debit, and we won't tell you what they mean, so you won't know if they're a debit or credit. That whole fucking thing.
Already now Excel exists. We know that and you don't. We know Excel exists.
Now,
you can do this in a second.
Here's what you want to do with a check. Two parallel lines going diagonal. And you write in there, ampersand, that's and, then colon. So you need to get, lads, practice your ampersands, right? This is going to come in handy when you're writing checks.
Were you class clowns?
No, I was quiet boy in the classroom.
I was class clown.
Yeah?
Yeah, what was some of your legendary class clown moments?
Oh, let me tell you.
Okay.
One time, we had this, like, you know, stand-in, what's it called, substitute teacher, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of coming in with, I think whoever gave her advice on how to be a substitute teacher came from Mountjoy Prison, because it was either like, you need to go in there, be the biggest fucking,
like, there's two ways,
you know, you need to go there, smash a ball, you need to fucking shank or shiv, you know, the toughest boy in there, you know, she
you
came in here.
Can't well.
And like, the girls in your school?
No.
No.
All boys.
All boys in the
all
school.
Boys, all the time. Reach. All uniforms, that's it. And she came in and she was like 22, do you know what I mean? But she was like, okay. And I was like, all right, this is not going to go well, you know? So she was kind of like, it was kind of like so comically big that it didn't land, you know?
Yeah.
So I was always talking and I was just winding her up more and more just by talking. And this is like a dumb joke, but she goes, she says, Tony, if you don't shut up, I'm going to send you outside with lions. And I'm like, what? It's like lions. And I'm like, what is this, the Colosseum? Everyone went, yes! Tony, Tony, and I'm like, you're so walking out, grabbing the bag.
That same pattern for 20 years. The same thing of, you can call me Androcles. Like, yeah. I'm going out to Coliseum. Like, you've been saying that the whole time.
Same shit.
I believe you really developed.
Yeah.
You really made a career of bullshit.
The biggest I ever laughed and got sent out of class was Dermot Connolly, actually, a Dublin footballer. He was in my class and he leaned over.
No way. Incredible
footballer, all-timer. He leant over to me and he just goes to me, here, do you know there's an island off the coast of the UK called South Sandwich? And I just fucking broke. I was laughing so much and he was laughing so much. And for whatever reason, that just tipped the teacher over the edge. We were both sent outside and we were like just crying laughing outside. And they were like, he was like, if you don't stop laughing, you're going to be suspended. And we couldn't stop because it just got bigger and bigger. We're like, this fucking sandwich. We're picturing everyone like the sandwich, the Duke of Sandwich, you know, walking around all sandwiches. And we're just fucking. And then he was eventually, the teacher was just like, I can't really, you know, this is too silly.
Go back in.
You know?
Yeah, you get the giggles.
Yeah. And he's like, what? Now, why were you laughing? And we told him, he's like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Just get the fuck back in there.
I couldn't be funny in the class. I was too scared all the time. I was good at being, I would do little bits in the, like a little break, you know, things like that. Yeah. I would do a bit of that
group
for my
around
own,
you and be regaling them.
Yeah, for my own group. I once got caught doing one. I was doing an impression of Ashton Kutcher because this was popular at the time. And then I was doing like, he said something at the show. It was on the ad. Even he was like, "How do you not know? How do you not know?" And I would do a very over exaggerated impression of his face. And then it was like the boys were on a conveyor belt and they moved left and the principal disappeared and he was enjoying me. He was watching this, didn't know what I was doing, obviously, but he was like enjoying the spirit of it and then took me out. We went for a walk around the grounds and I had to go talk and he was like, I know you want to do all your drama, but would you become a teacher? Because then you could do drama in the summer.
What the fuck?
So I don't know. It was very peculiar.
That's weird.
I was like late to class.
Sounds like a grooming walk if I've ever heard one.
No, he wasn't grooming me. But anyway, I would do that.
He kind of named you as a successor there.
Yes. Have you ever heard the legend of Dark Plague, Darth Plagueis?
Darth Drama.
I'm going to tell you something that you should have known your whole life. Your parents aren't your parents. You come from a long line that has been bred together to create the perfect principal of the school.
The school's in ribbons at the moment now.
Oh, is it?
They're in and out of that workplace relations commission.
I want to hear his class clowns. What's your
I don't remember. Don't ever silence me again in this podcast.
See how good he would be as a principal.
He'd be very good.
You need to know your place in this podcast. Right.
Okay.
So you're coming with strong substitute That's teacher good. Energy at the minute.
Yeah. I won't be silenced.
We should change our kind of like power rankings each episode. We should just go in and be like, okay, I'm one, you're two, and he's three today.
Do not manage the story at the bottom. Keep this going along. Anyway.
Well, I don't. I mean, I remember I was kind of one just for talking as well. I remember one time a history teacher. I mean, this isn't even, but a history teacher was talking about when like the chaos of Europe in the they were. She was teaching us World War I history and she was talking about, she was like, the Germans are, you know, they're arming and then the French are coming and she's painting this long kind of picture and she's like, and then Franz Ferdinand was shot, which leads to the birth of, and then she pointed at me and then I went, Jesus.
That's good. That's good.
And I got
That's
a
good
laugh. And
That's
I was,
good.
And I was sitting there and I was like, when she was saying the birth of, and I could feel her. It's like when you kick a ball and you know it's going in. It was like as she was coming towards me, and I was like, I know what I'm going to say. This is going to be funny.
Yes.
And then it was like she even just went,
heart's beating, don't blimp it.
Funny guy, huh?
That's great.
It was good. So that was a good moment for me. But many times, you know, class clowns crash and burn and fail. And, you know, people aren't there for you when that happens.
No.
Just there's a lot of class clowns. Appreciate them. Because without them, there's no laughs.
They're also learning skills that are not applicable to anything else other than what they're doing right there and then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until later on in life, you know.
We had a great one. Ronan was his name, and he would do pigeon noise really, really well.
Oh, that's brilliant!
That's great. So when the teacher would get near the window, he'd be like, and he would do it excellently, and then he would look. He was very good little actor. He would look up at them out the window. So the teacher would be at the desk, whatever, and then he'd make the noise. So the noise would be in his area, and he'd be looking. By the time the teacher heard the noise, he would already be looking to see this, as if like, where's that bird? Like it's somewhere around here. And then he'd get the teacher to have a look as well.
But he's also busy hiding the fact that he just did the sound.
Yeah. But it was seamless. Totally. It was really excellent.
There's a kid in Docky. There was a kid in Docky, adult now, I'd say, kind of a legend. He would go around. He's about like 8 or 9 years old. And he would go around Docky Town or Docky Village on rollerblades. And he could perfectly mimic a siren. And we used to think he was the funniest thing ever. And we'd get him to go. And he would go up behind cars and he'd go. He could do the stop thing. And the cars would stop. The people would stop. Like they'd be driving along. And then he'd do the siren. He'd be going on his rollerblades. And the people would stop the cars. And we would go, yeah, like that, you know. And he'd do it all day long. Just stopping cars on the main street. Just the fun. He's kind of, I don't know where he is now, but he was a legend.
See, when you have a bit like that. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but there was a kid, you know, did I talk about the kid who did a Russian dance?
I don't think so.
There was a kid who would when you see the first years come in, and even when you're in second year, they're tiny.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's an actual baby. This guy was particularly small. He looked like he was in first class, right? He was in first year. And he was so small, and I don't know how it came. I think lads were just dancing. I think lads were having a dance off.
Oh, yeah.
And he just broke out in the middle and did this incredible, that Russian dance?
Cossack dancing.
And he did it, and he was incredible at it.
The role,
and they were all like, I think they were singing that kind of Jewish song.
Kalinka, my dear.
And he just became like Russian dance kid. And it was like, and they would all, and all the older, like 50 or 60 year, be like, do the dance. And he would. To be fair to him. And he would just do it. And he would do it until they told him to stop. Yeah. But he kind of got in with everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need a thing. That's what you should do when you go to prison. You go into prison. You just go up and you do Cossack dancing to the biggest fucker in there.
Yeah.
And then you'll be sweet ass.
You walk up to the biggest gang member and go, hey, you.
But he owned it, right? There was a kid who didn't own it, his thing. There was another kid in first year and he could do an incredible turkey impression. And he would go, people loved it.
Oh, okay,
but then they'd be like, do the turkey thing. And he'd be like, no. And they were like, do, mate.
It actually hurts.
You don't understand how this works here. Like, do the turkey thing. And he would always end up having to do it, but it would always be like, and then eventually, he wouldn't do it anymore. And he kind of got ostracized. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He kind of lost the respect.
He did an ostrich impression as well.
He was kind of ostracized.
Very good, Sam.
Very good. Very strong.
Okay. Oh.
That's good.
Sorry, did I trample on your thing? I couldn't resist.
No, I was kind of done.
Yeah. I mean,
don't touch my microphone.
Sorry.
Wow.
You touch my tra-la-la.
Touch my tra-la-la.
My ding-ding.
Boys, I think what we've learned is that boys are so stupid. And they shouldn't be boys' schools because they're just going to turn into little freaks. And that's ridiculous. I mean, I do like a good bit of crack now, I have to say. But that's ridiculous. That he could do a really good turkey impression. And that had currency.
But we actually got off.
I love it, but I'm like, is it okay? Is this really an environment that's going to foster young minds?
I'd much rather that than girls' school. Girls' school just looks like pure fucking hell. It looks like so mean.
Yeah, you know when people say passing, when you pass teenagers, it's so frightening. But actually, teenage girls are much scarier.
Yes.
There's a girl on work experience in my gym. Mm. And so they put her in the classes, whatever. And she was in the Pilates class because I'm working on my, due to my injured back. Mm. And she's just scowling away, as in, fuck you, fuck the teacher, fuck all of yous.
Yous and you want her to think you're cool, right?
But I don't know. I don't have any connection with her at all. She's just, we're just doing Pilates. But every time, on the beforehand, she's just like, oh. Like you can just see her. That's what they're doing. I know that they're I'm afraid, I'm nervous to be here.
Sure.
But the expressions that young women can do is just so much scarier than boys.
If someone's like that, when teenagers are like that, I want to be, I think they're the cool, and they're feeling so much, and I really identify with them. I think they're the best. And when a teenager is doing something like that, when they're like, oh, I would walk up to them and be like, I know, right? What the fuck? They're like, oh, this sucks. I go, yeah, fuck. This is shit,
this
isn't
blows.
It? Like while I'm doing the Pilates, I'm like, yeah, fucking, what are we like, to be honest? Yeah, you're so right. Like fucking, what are you doing today? Like just hitting the mall, just giving trash in the mall.
In the Dundrum Mall after this.
Ooh, nice.
Are you guys hitting the mall? Just like to rock out and break shit? Is that what you do?
You love standing around and shouting, your generation?
Yeah, what are you guys listening? Is like Jay Biebs or what's going on? Like, what's going on in the young pop population?
What's happening for Justin Bieber? What's he at now? Is he just finished all that?
He's good, isn't he?
Career resurgence, and he's quite good.
He's married and he's a good boy.
Is he finished? Is he just like relaxing now?
I think so. I think he's found God again.
Okay. Oh, no.
Ah, well, look, it's good for some people.
It's not real, though. Poor old Justin. I know, fair play to him. Fair play to him.
I mean, anyone who's had to, like, I guess he's the eternal teenager, so, but anyone's had to be a child star and has been fucking taken advantage of that much. You must feel some sympathy towards him, even though he seems like a little brat, but like...
Everyone loved hating Justin Bieber, but actually Justin Bieber's real talented. I always felt bad.
That's it, yeah.
Multi-instrumentalist, a great singer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that song.
I'm like, iconic little lesbian look he came out with at the beginning. I mean, why not?
You know, Usher found him.
It was Usher found him?
Usher found him.
What, at a bus? Where?
I thought it was Scooter Braun.
Yeah, but he was a big thing on YouTube.
I know, but that used to be a thing. Before the internet.
Found by millions of people online.
I know, but that's the thing.
And then Usher...
Before the internet was like so ubiquitous with everything, it was just like discovered online by, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like Billie Eilish probably would have been, whoever their you know, first producer would have been.
What was that? Remember there was the first person they tried to say was discovered online... she's like signed her contract over a live link over MySpace.
Hold on,
I'll think of it now. Hold on.
Charlotte Church.
No, it went away again. It was nearly there. It's like
you're having a senior moment.
I am.
It was on the computers,
like,
I believe.
It was something to do with the internet.
It was something to do with the computers.
I don't know. Have I to knock off my phone if you want to look up that up? I was born to.
Sing the song.
I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers
in my hair.
77 and 79.
Revolution was in the air.
That, whatever
she's.
She's
too late.
She's UK.
She, whatever she was. Whatever she's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be, but it was total, just another manufactured pop. That's all. Yeah.
It's a shame we're not, you know.
Yeah.
It's good that we're not getting the kind of manufactured pop in the same way. But still, I feel like music is not where it used to be. Do you know what I mean?
Music is unbelievable right now. In Ireland,
Irish music is incredible. I mean, that's what I was thinking about pop.
It has never been this good.
No, it's incredible.
Like, the amount of Irish, just Irish music I listen to, it's nearly all, that was not like that, like, you know, for me, 10 years ago, or even fucking.
That's true. I think some of the most exciting bands that come out, I'm listening to Irish first.
You've got, like, you know, Lancome, C-Matt, John Francis Finn.
Yeah.
You've got all these amazing artists doing so many different things. You got Kojak, just like so much
Keen
stuff.
Keen Kavanagh.
Yeah, very
Circa Richardson.
Vanessa Francis, Circa Richardson, you know, Morgana.
Scratch.
Who?
The Scratch.
Oh, The Scratch. Fucking Scratch. Yeah. The Sleaze. But it's like there's so much amazing stuff. It's really great.
There is. There is a great time for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it won't last forever.
Well, I'm worried that comedy's in a boom right now. You know, that people wanting to see, there's a lot of Irish comedians performing.
Why are you worried about that?
I'm worried that it's in a boom and that it'll be in a trough. Like at the moment now, people who are spending so much time on the internet want to go to gigs and want to go to comedy, you know, at the moment. But, you know, just it's not forever. We might want to branch out, get into something else.
Wait, are you guys going to stop listening to the podcast?
Just it might happen. I'm just saying.
Wait, let's be realistic.
You guys, are you guys going to stop listening?
You're putting them on the spot now, and I think they might say something they don't mean.
No, we need to be honest about that. You're listening to this every day, every week for the rest of your lives, right?
And sometimes, like, see, the thing
one
is, when you see, you
rotate.
Do this podcast, and you're like, you hope so much that people enjoy it, and then I listen to podcasts actually myself in my own personal life.
Oh dear, yeah. What are they like?
And I find it's just kind of like usually just men. But anyway,
sometimes
you're doing the dinner, and then you're like, and you go out the back, and then you come back in, and then you go in the bathroom, and I don't hear all the podcast. And that's crying shame. And I can't imagine that's happening in this instance.
What's different for ours is that people hang on to every word.
Like I kind of
think this is a headphones only podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people will listen to podcasts, do the dinner, listen to podcasts, go
someone,
on the walk,
walks
listen
into the
to
room
podcasts,
and start saying something to them. They pause the podcast because they're like, "Hang on, sorry, I need to find out what happens to the pill in Killian's butt. What's going to happen?" And they pause it and they'll come back to it later.
And I suppose the recommended viewing time when you're watching this on YouTube, I would say be like 8 p.m., kind of like prime time.
Yeah.
I'm assuming like most people do. I wouldn't really watch this in the morning and I wouldn't really be watching it on your phone. When you're at home, you have your dinner, sit down then, glass of wine, watch this, and this is your evening, please. Mm-hmm. That would be the recommended time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like say when she's putting the kids to bed. You know what I mean? You sit down and watch
this
that.
Is not a blokey podcast.
You took in.
Is it?
This is a, this is a very blokey podcast.
You're right, sorry. Yeah.
I hear second captain's numbers have fucking plummeted.
Yeah.
They have an office down here. Do you know that? They have an office. And they have like, it's like a shop. There's like a window and they're all sitting there doing their talking. No, it's
That's
not
a much better podcast. We go over there.
I mean, I actually.
It's not like it's not actually
like
a shop. It's a shop unit, but they're sitting there. You walk by and they're like, oh, there's them doing their chatting about whatever.
Yeah, like Ken Early sells.
What have they
got to
make a little list
Twixes
of?
And stuff out
does
the front.
He?
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah,
10-penny jellies.
Yeah,
by 100.
Yeah, Ken Early's out there selling Star Bars, Twixes, 10-penny jellies, spice bags, everything.
I think we should do peep 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 hats. I'd like to see hats that said peep 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 on them. Would you?
People have asked for like do merch. I'd buy it. I was like, people said that. Yeah.
Well, I will be bringing out my exclusive deodorant spray.
Foot wash. Fresh foot. Funny foot.
Ever wanted to smell like feet?
Well, that's
when
the thing.
They
you
smell
do
good.
Have to diversify your portfolio. There
you
is
do.
A comedy crash is coming. So, like Joanne McNally, right? She has all them Vicar Streets and all the rest, and she's in America, but she has her fashion line. She has her fashion line thing now.
Fashion line.
Yeah, anxiously preoccupied by Joanne McNally.
What kind of things do they have?
A bag.
Oh, a bag.
A very important feature bag. Anyway, she has stuff like that. But you need to have a collab with the Broga Brothers.
Okay.
You do.
Broga Brothers, get in touch. Let's make
You've got to get in touch with them. See, all those things are over.
No. Yeah, they are.
You've got to be a businessman now. You have to go and say,
you have to treat it like it's an air fryer and just ask them.
Ask for that air fryer. Reach out. Carpe diem. Grab the air fryer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't need to be coy. I'm no longer being coy. I'm not going to be a middle-aged person.
Good.
I'm not going to be coy. I'm going to come into this hard and strong.
Not middle-aged anymore.
Yeah, why are you always saying everything's hard? Why do you say your dad's so hard?
Come into this like the pill into my asshole. It's going to be...
That's good.
Come in an asshole?
I just need to...
Oh, sorry. Don't. He doesn't want to hear that.
I think that's a good note to end this on.
I totally agree. poop, poop, poop.
It's peep, peep, peep.
Okay, sorry. I'm just...
peep,
fuck, we need
peep,
to get onto printers
peep.
Right now. Those hats are fucked.
Those hats are real. Wait, Tony, you didn't... I thought it had an accent on it. You just, it's umlaut. It's P-0-O-O with umlauts on it. Poop, poop, poop.
Peep, peep,
poop,
peep.
Poop, poop, poop. Poop, poop.
Do you know, we should do 50 PPP pats. No, 49 PPP pats and only one says poop, poop, poop.
And it might be yours. Which one are we going to get?
We'll get in touch about doing that. That's actually a good idea.
I think we should do that.
But yeah, guys, Jesus Christ, it's a real, I feel like I've been very vulnerable this podcast about me and my body. And I appreciate you guys not telling anyone about this.
Yeah.
So.
And if my parents are still listening, fuck off.
Also, Tony, hello. Where are we more vulnerable than this?
We are even more vulnerable. On this podcast, on the bonus podcast over on Head Stuff Plus. If you like this and if you'd like something that feels like, all right, hey, now we're under the duvet, after dark kind of vibes, you know, that's what you'll get over on Head Stuff Plus with the bonus podcast. And it's only the price of a pint a month. And I highly recommend
you
check that out.
You pay more if you like those. Well.
You can,
Sorry,
totally.
Yeah,
no,
the
you can
price is ten.
If you want to buy us each a pint, it'd be... Yeah. Well, the pint's going to about $6.50 now, really, so...
We also give a lot of advice on that, don't we? Because we always get, like, we get letters and stuff, so we do a good bit
DMs,
of advice.
DMs, letters, emails,
Yeah, we've got a great voice now that we're going to play in the next
it's
one.
It's kind of a Young Hawkeye indoctrination kind of thing that you pay for, but it's really good.
It's a seminar. It's gonna better you. It's for just the price of a cup of coffee every month. We're going to better you. You're going to bring you along to those steps. You're going to be making money by the third month.
And you'll
be making that money back.
Spartan taint-sniffing warrior at the end of it. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Loud
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
We're talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the board!
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.